Thank you very much. My name is Larry Faulkner. I'm a farm and ranch management economist. I work for Mississippi State University Extension Service, and I'm posted at the Delta Research and Extension Center at Stoneville. And one of the best things about I previously worked for Texas AgriLife Extension Service till about 5 years ago. And one of the best things, one of the real high points of moving to Stoneville was to kind of get reacquainted with Dr. Tommy Valco, who was one of my previous colleagues that worked down in the Rio Grande Valley many years ago for Texas Agricultural Extension Service. He's now with USDA Ag Research Service. He's the technology transfer coordinator at the Jenning Lab there at the Delta Research and Extension Center with the USDA ARS. One of the problems that we kind of run into in the Delta was a drop in acreage within the drop of cotton acreage, concomitant reduction in the number of gens. And one of the things I'd like to touch on today is kind of the spatial changes in the Delta region in cotton plantings, because the way that actually is kind of shaken out has made the transportation question a little more important, we believe. I don't have any good science to back that up, but we can kind of eyeball it here in a minute. And then talk about a little Excel template that's designed to be a decision support aid, with the primary audience being cotton ginners, which follows from Tommy being the technology transfer coordinator there for the cotton ginning lab. This is data that was taken from the crop data layer that's provided by USDA National Ag Statistics Service. Whoops, what did I do? I disconnected the monitor for 2004. As you can see, at that time it was about 2.5 million acres planted in those three states with the that dispersion. By the time we got to 2014, we were down to about 930,000 acres in the same region. But if you look there, there's probably this, and drew the footprint of the cotton plantings there, we would basically still be covering the same amount of area. I mean, no particular area gave up cotton, planting the cotton completely. And with the drawdown in the number of gens, that more or less drives you to having to haul cotton further to get it processed. And one of the things that's kind of made that feasible is the development of the onboard moduling pickers, primarily in the Delta. They're mostly John Deere products. This is what you would commonly see, a drop bed or what we call in Oklahoma a low boy trailer that would have eight of these modules on, each one of them weighing roughly in the neighborhood of 6,000 pounds. It would put you about 48,000 pounds, and with five axles there, would probably keep you from getting cited for weight violations. Now, it's by no means the pinnacle of this technology. This is a picture out of Australia, and as you can see, they've got nine modules on a truck and the pup there. They also have an extra axle. Now, I don't know for sure that that would cut any ice in Mississippi or Arkansas or Louisiana, but we would probably be stretching the capabilities of our infrastructure there. I think you could wind up at the bottom of a draw pretty quick or stuck in the mud. So to address this in the technology transfer part of it that Tommy was asked for was to develop a simple tool that, once again, be targeted at cotton ginners that would provide them some support in looking at what the cost of transporting cotton would be. So we started out, and this is the way we got it set now, with parameters being equal, requested related to weight in the upper two cells there, number of modules. It could be a module truck with one module. In that case, you'd probably be about 24,000 pounds per module or bale. But we're kind of concentrating on the round modules, just very much like the first picture you saw, to come up with a calculation of a cost per bale of lint. We need to know what the turnout is, so at this point in time, we're asking for that. Miles hauled we can put it in a minimum charge per load or a flat rate per load. We'll look at an example of that in a minute. It's been my experience in hauling other commodities, when it starts getting out to a particular distance, some trucking companies will quote a split rate, a rate up to a particular mileage, and then over that, a lower rate. So that's what's going on here in the middle. If that is the negotiated rate, you can put it in there for a mileage over the minimum. And each one of these little cells that's denoted by a red caret, if you hover the cursor over there, you can get the comments, so we got some context-sensitive help there. We also got a parameter here of handling, basically loading and unloading the modules, or a module. Of course, that's specific to a particular operation. Now, coming down on the hauling seed cotton, that's a pretty straightforward calculation. We're just going to take whatever added charges of hauling and handling, and in this case, divide it by the 48,000 pounds. Come up with about 8.5 mils per pound of seed cotton. The way that Tommy and I set it up originally, I think the way that most folks that you see in popular press like Farm Journal and other publications, when they quote this, is they have the cotton lint carrying all the burden of the transportation, I'm pretty sure. So that's what we've got down here. We've got we just set it up for run and bale at 500 pounds. You can put a statistical bale in there if you wanted to. But over that, we'd be at $11.20 a bale to haul it that far. An alternative, and one of the things that I've pitched to the Jenners, is ask for one more parameter related to cottonseed turnout. And you could do that probably one of two ways. You could ask for a seed-to-lint ratio, and that's most of the times that's what you see, or a percentage of every ton of seed of the raw cotton, how much of that's going to be cotton seed. And it does make a big difference in that calculation. If you were to take that approach and use the 38% turnout and 1.4 seed per lint ratio, you'd come up with a little over 18,000 pounds of cotton lint off of this load, and about 25,500 pounds of cotton seed. Well, that drops your denominator down from 48,000 to about 43,776. That would increase my 8.5 mils there to 9.4. But if you back up then and apportion those costs out, it would be about $18.80 per ton for hauling the cotton seed, and about $4.70 a bale for hauling the lint. So depending on how way a Jenner wants to look at it, that is one of the improvements that we're thinking about incorporating going forward. It's been my experience over the years in putting tools together, it's pretty easy to get these things too complicated. And it's important to talk to your target audience on whether that's the way they think. It's another piece of information, but if it's no important, then it's basically worse than useless. It's something that's either confusing or it's going to cost some time to put in. This would be the case if we just left out the turnout. It's smart enough to just calculate the cost per pound of seed cotton. We do have a minimum charge per load if it was negotiated. It can also be used as a flat rate charge. And in this case, that first truck that you saw was part of a six-truck consignment, 48 round modules in total. The average across those 48 modules was 5,745 pounds, hauled 150 miles. So if we were making the lint carry the whole charge, it would be $17.50 a bale at that rate. Once again, not science, but we're just trying to come up with a number that folks can compare here. I talked previously about the loaded mile charge break. I don't think this is something that Jenners have traditionally had to deal with because they haven't been trucking it a long ways. But in some of the grain, some of the livestock problems that I've faced before, and we put together little decision aids for this, that type of analysis, we have included the capability of being able to handle that. I think where these little tools kind of come into their own is sensitivity analysis. Once again, we're trying to set it up to where a generic can make it specific to their own situation that's particularly relevant to them very easily, and coming up with what the sensitivity is here to haul and charge and bale weight going across the bottom there. We think adds value to the tool. Once again, Tommy did a little analysis off of some prices that were quoted for hauling in the Delta area. Once again, with the Lent having to carry the entire load, and from what we've got on local charges in the Delta and stuff, if you start going much over 25 miles, you know, the flatbed trailers, if they work. Now, it's just like everything else. You can get situations where you can't get over a railroad crossing with the low boy trailer. You have other infrastructure problems where this isn't applicable, or they're still using old technology with the module builders that's not feasible for a particular generator to look at. But once again, like with every extension product we put together, it's free of charge. We certainly encourage any comments that would make the tool more useful, and certainly would ask if there's any suspected errors in the product, although we try our best to get those accounted for before release, that they'd be asked about that. Once again, I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with y'all.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes, sir, Bill, go ahead.
You ever looked at her? Have you thought about making it available with the phone app?
You know, that's a good question, Bill. I'm not, it's something that would be simple enough if we didn't include a cost calculator in there. One of the things that the generous was wondering is, you know, if you could key in a fuel price and work off of a different fuel price and look at sensitivity across there. The way Tommy and I were doing it was thinking that we'll just call the trucking company and ask them, you know, put that in there. If we stayed on the simple side of it, I don't know why a person couldn't. I mean, I can't, but well, there's somebody that can. Kind of a dinosaur, they're stuck with the old spreadsheets. Well, thank y'all very much. I sure appreciate it.